Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Because I've always been high energy, you know, just going, 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 and I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
I want to talk about seals and crofts for just a moment because I don't know that we actually realize this. These were Texas-born musicians, Jim Seals and Dash Crofts, and I know you recognize the name, okay? They were very, very popular in the 70s, and they had the Diamond Girl hit, Summer Breeze, if that sounds familiar to you. Well, in 1974... with the release of their album, Unborn Child, the song that I was playing. The title track is a really haunting song about a preborn baby whose mother's considering abortion. And the song was developed from a poem written by Lana Day Bogan, the wife of one of the recording engineers for Seals and Crofts. And Bogan wrote the poem after watching a documentary on abortion at the time. Remember, this is a pivotal time. This was 1974. And asked Seals to write a song for the poem. And so they did. Oh, little baby, you'll never cry, nor will you hear a sweet lullaby. Oh, unborn child, if you only knew just what your mama was planning to do. You're still clinging to that tree of life, but soon you'll be cut off before you get ripe. Oh, unborn child, beginning to grow inside your mama, you'll never know. Oh, tiny bud that grows in the womb, only to be crushed before you can bloom. This was a really, and then it goes into a chorus, mama stop, turn around, go back, think it over. And this very, very simple song, singing about a preborn baby to be fully human, deserving of life. It was very controversial at the time. It was very polarizing at the time. A year before, of course, the Supreme Court came out with their opinion of Roe versus Wade, which the states hurriedly cling to, even though they didn't have to. It wasn't a federal law. And in a very, very political environment of its time, this was a very, very pro-life song, and it was very, very career damaging. So in a response to this, their label, Warner Records, this was not the album they had in mind. After all, this was less than a year from when Roe versus Wade was handed down as an opinion. And abortion was, if nothing else, controversial. And so the duo was very unapologetic about it. Urgent plea for women contemplating abortion to stop and think it over. No surprise, their record label had concerns about putting it out there. And Seals and Crofts stood their ground. And in 1993, Crofts explained that Warner Brothers wanted them to release the album. They said, this is a highly controversial subject. We advise that you don't do this. And we said, but you're in the business to make money. We're doing it to save lives. We don't care about the money. The record label's warning proved warranted. And then after the release of the album, radio stations boycotted the title track and the abortion activists protested Seals and Crofts concerts. Don't you just love these groups that do this? Can't let anyone else have their say. The duo went on to release other albums, popular songs, but their celebrity was never again what it was at that point in time. And the experience of Seals and Crofts really shows the bias in favor of abortion in music and entertainment industry that was starting to take real root at the time. And now the entertainment industry ties to powerful abortion lobby are actually really strong now, if you haven't noticed. Of course you have. Additionally, not only are celebrities discouraged from promoting pro-life, but pregnant mothers in the entertainment industry are often pressured to abort their babies to advance their careers. And there have been a few courageous people along the way that are speaking out about this abortion bias, but the infiltration of abortion lobby groups like Planned Parenthood into media giants is it's really, really far reaching. Seals and Crofts say they have absolutely no regrets about the decision to put celebrity on the line to be a voice for the most vulnerable. Boy, you got to give it up for them, don't you? And he said, Croft said this, "I think we got more good results out of it than bad, because a lot of people called us and said, we're naming our children after you because you helped us decide to save their lives with that song. And it was very, very fulfilling to us." So I'll play the rest of that song. Here you go.
Oh, unborn child, if you only knew just what your mama was planning to do. You're still a clinging the tree of life, but soon you'll be cut off before you get by. Oh, unborn child, beginning to grow inside your mama, but you'll never know. A tiny bud that grows in the before you can move. Mama, stop, turn around, go back, think it over. Now stop, turn around, go back, think it over. Now stop, turn around, go back, think it over. Now, oh.
Wow. And that song pretty much ended their, not their fame, but where they were at. They lost a lot, but they were willing to do it. That, to me, is a true hero. And I think about somebody at that pivotal point in that kind of career where, of course, you know, they were pretty well known at the time, had a lot of hits. And I understand when he said, you know, it wasn't, you know, we got more good than we did bad, but it was still hard. That's a hard decision to make when you've got a lot of people on the line like that. When you've got a career at stake, when you have money, fame, and fortune at stake. They went on. They still made a little bit of money, right? But they never achieved the fame again because they were willing to stand up for something they believed in. And I wonder how many people know that story about them, that they did that. It wasn't like the media was going to be shouting it from the rooftops, if you know what I mean. I really commend people that stand up when everything's at stake. And even those that stand up when nothing's at stake, it still takes a brave person to stand up against these groups, against these horrid little groups that just go after you and seek to do those kinds of things. And we still need people that will stand up, just simply taking a stand, putting out a song like that, you know. There are a lot of people that have deep respect for those two guys, myself being one of them, because they chose to cash it in for that. Well, I can't even imagine a better reason than to cash it in for human life and to get these young moms to think about what they're doing. I thought it was great, and I commend them. And to ask, you know, tell me, when was the last time you heard that song on the radio? Yeah, they won't play it. They just simply won't play it. So I commend them. I hope we get more like them. I hope that these people are an example to us, you know, to me, to keep standing, even when it gets tough. Just keep going. Be right back with Melissa. We have Alison Armstrong right after her. Great show ahead. You're going to want to listen. Anything you want to know, women to men, men to women. What should we understand about each other? Boy, is it coming in the last hour? Got some great stuff coming up with Melissa as well. You're going to want to stay tuned. She's got some fantastic topics. Things you just don't really think about a lot. And I just love that. I love that. Love that about her, too. That she's willing to do that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.